This is SBS Audio.
Memahami dan bertutur dalam bahasa Inggeris mampu membantu anda dalam kehidupan seharian di Australia. SBS kini melancarkan sebuah podcast bertujuan membantu anda mempelajari dan mempertingkatkan pemahaman anda dalam bahasa Inggeris. Podcast Pelajari Bahasa Inggeris menumpukan perhatian terhadap aktiviti seharian kehidupan di Australia dan menerangkan perbualan serta istilah yang digunakan. Sila layari sbs.com.au/learnenglish melalui app SBS Audio atau dari platform podcast pilihan anda.
Learning English helps me to progress my career. Absolutely.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Resume, cover letter, reasons why I want to work here, references. Applying for a job can be a long and difficult process and involve a lot of writing. Hi everyone, my name is Josipa and I have a friend, Julia, who finds one part of the whole job application process especially hard: asking someone to give her a reference. A referee is someone who can speak about your work experience, skills, and character when you apply for a job. This person could be your former manager or boss, a co-worker, a teacher if you haven't worked before, or someone who has seen you work. And what they say or write about you is called a reference. Now, Julia is feeling a bit unsure. She doesn't want to bother anyone. She's also not very good at tooting her own horn. That means talking proudly about yourself and your achievements. To be honest, I also find it hard to toot my own horn or blow my own trumpet, as some people say. We use these phrases, to toot your own horn or to blow your own trumpet, because a long time ago, people used horns or trumpets to announce something important. So, if you toot your own horn, you're basically announcing your success, like saying, "Hey, look at me, I did something great." But when you're applying for a job, of course, it's important to be able to talk confidently about your own skills. But you also need to have other people talk about your strengths as a professional. So in this episode, we are going to help Julia, and maybe help you too, to practice how to ask for a job reference. Alan is on the hunt. Job hunting, that is. That means he's looking for a new job. He's written his resume, fixed up his cover letter, and now he needs a reference. By the way, to fix up something means to make sure it is accurate and up to date. Okay, so let's check in with Alan and see how he's going.
Claire, could I list you as a referee on my job application?
Of course. Feel free to put me down as a referee.
Thanks. I'd really appreciate it if you put in a good word for me. Would it be okay if I passed on your details?
Absolutely. Would you like me to highlight anything specific if they contact me?
Claire is such a great colleague. She's not only helpful, but she also offered to make her recommendation fit the job. We all need a colleague like that, don't we? But what if you, like my friend Julia, don't know how to ask someone to be a referee? Don't worry, we've got you. Let's look at some simple and polite ways to ask someone to give you a reference for a job. We could use the example Alan gave us when he said,
"Could I list you as a referee on my job application?"
This is a polite yet casual way of asking for a reference. If you want to sound even more friendly, you could say,
Would you mind being a referee for me?
But what if you want to ask your boss or someone you have to be a little bit more formal with to be a referee? In that case, you'll want to sound a bit more professional. So you could say something like this.
I wanted to ask if you would feel comfortable providing a reference for me.
Let me give you another formal example you can use when asking someone to be a referee for you.
I was wondering if you would be willing to serve as a referee for me. I would greatly appreciate your support.
From the dialogue, we learned that Claire is willing to be Alan's reference because she said,
"Of course, feel free to use my name."
We say feel free when we want to give someone permission to do something. For example, if you have an idea for a topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast, feel free to contact me about it.
Thanks. I'd really appreciate it if you could put in a good word for me. Would it be okay if I passed on your details?
I'd really appreciate it if you could put in a good word for me. To put in a good word for someone means to say positive things about them, to help them get a job or take up some sort of opportunity. It's like telling someone, this person is great and you should give them a chance. Maybe you recently completed a project with people outside your office and it went really well. You want to make sure that your manager knows that you have done good work, and so you can ask them,
"Can you put in a good word with my manager about the work I've done?"
Alan also said,
"Would it be okay if I passed on your details?"
To pass on means to give or share information with someone else. In this context, details refer to contact information such as your phone number or email address. Now, let's say Alan wants to apply for a different job in his company. He could ask Claire, his supervisor,
"Could you pass on my resume to the hiring manager?"
You can use the phrase pass on in friendly conversations as well, not just at work. Let's say you want to say something to my friend Julia. I could say that I'll be happy to pass on your message. At the end of the dialogue, Claire asked,
"Would you like me to highlight anything specific if they contact me?"
In this case, highlight means to focus on or talk more about something important, like your skills, experience, or strengths. So Claire is asking Alan if there's anything specific he wants her to mention when someone contacts her for a reference. But let's say your job reference isn't as thoughtful as Claire and they don't ask if there's anything specific they should mention. You still want them to focus on something important, right? In that case, you could say something like,
"If possible, please mention my ability to work well under pressure and meet deadlines."
Or,
"I'd appreciate if you could talk about my communication skills."
Or,
"It would be very helpful if you could focus on my experience with customers."
In professional context, using the phrases like, "if possible, please," or "I'd appreciate it if," or "it would be very helpful if," can make your request sound polite and respectful. For example, you could say, "If possible, please mention my experience managing projects." Or, "I'd appreciate it if you could highlight my communication skills." These expressions help you ask for something clearly without sounding too direct or demanding. Now, I hope you don't think I'm being too demanding. That means asking for a lot or being strict. by asking you to listen to our dialogue again. After all, the dialogue will make a lot more sense now that we have explored the key phrases together. So, let's listen to it again.
Claire, could I list you as a referee on my job application?
Of course. Feel free to put me down as a referee.
Thanks. I'd really appreciate it if you put in a good word for me. Would it be okay if I passed on your details?
Absolutely. Would you like me to highlight anything specific if they contact me?
You might have noticed I've been away for the past few episodes, but my amazing colleague, Kate Onomichi, jumped in and did a fantastic job hosting the podcast, don't you think? Before I came back, Kate left me a little note. She said she asked one of our talent acquisition specialists here at SBS, Vidya Griffin, for some tips about job reference. Let's hear what Vidya had to say.
So when I moved back to Australia a few years ago, I really struggled to find a referee because anyone who knew me in a professional settings were based overseas. So for those that are just starting their career journey in Australia, can they consider nominating referees based overseas or their family members or friends that are based in Australia?
If you do have network outside of Australia, it would be something that could add value. But if there is, if you're based in Australia and you want to come and become part of the professional, a professional area, I would strongly recommend to spread your network and leverage that. It could be through a university course that someone knows you, or working on a separate project, or even an industry event that you have collaborated, and maybe asking them about, hey, you've had an engagement and we have had a chat, an opportunity to know me as an individual. Would you be open to refer me and be a part of, part of my career journey? That could be one of the lines to think of. Of course, it could be a professor who has seen you working on a project, or even someone who has worked closely in a very different volunteering arrangement, or in a setting where it was not a paid role, but it was an opportunity for you to apply your skills truly and help an organization or an event or an agenda to move forward. So do look for those avenues. So those can be your referrals. Have that as your, have them on your side to be your referrals and include them in your career journey.
Based on your experience, what are some of the common misunderstandings or mistakes candidates tend to make when it comes to asking for references?
A lot of them, firstly, the main one they make is not asking the right person the question to be a referrer. And when I say that, I mean, it could be from someone who has not observed your work closely. If you're looking for someone who has worked with you closely, can speak for you in terms of what you brought in a professional capacity, or even if you were in an academic environment, have they had a chance to look closely at what your achievements, your strengths, your development areas were? Are they able to speak about, why you should be looked at as their next employee? So finding that why you have chosen and making sure that that's the right person that you're contacting is critical. And also notifying them beforehand so that they're not surprised and misplaced when, they have been reached out and they're not able to bring value to the conversation. So that those are big hindrances that I see in a lot of candidates fail to make. And that's why it's important that you notify beforehand.
That was Kate Onomichi chatting with Vidya Griffin. Now it's your turn to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to toot your own horn?
To toot your own horn, or to blow your own trumpet, means to talk proudly about yourself and your achievements.
What does it mean to put in a good word?
To put in a good word for someone means to say positive things about them to help them get a job or some sort of opportunity.
And now, let's practice asking for a job reference.
Could I list you as a reference on my job application?
I wanted to ask if you would feel comfortable providing a reference for me.
Would you mind being a reference for me?
For more speaking practice, feel free to press play on our bonus episode. And make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, where we have more resources. You can also put a good word in for me in the comment section if you feel like it. You don't know how to find us? Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me today.